How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you from?
From England.
From England.
Yeah. I feel in peace, although I don't understand the language.
Uh-huh.
But there is a feeling of peace here.
Yeah.
I really feel that peaceful.
First of all, maybe it's because of the surrounding.
Yes, and also the spiritual.
And the conversation we have is usually about the spiritual. So, is there anything you like to know?
Yes, I wanted to ask. I'm going through how can I put it? Maybe a spiritual crisis at the moment. Life in the West is very hectic.
Yes,
and it takes you away from the main essence of life, which is obviously the inside.
Mm.
And I'm finding it very hard to get back after a day of work, get back to my own self.
Yes.
I don't know what is the best way.
Well, you just have to pull yourself away from whatever you've been doing, reduce the amount of involvement with your work and your social connection, and try to have more time to be by yourself so you could bring the mind back to its roots, which is peace of mind. This is what you have to do. You have to start to begin the process of renunciation. You have to accept or acknowledge that whatever you're doing right now is not the right direction for you to go. It brings you more chaos than peace. So you want to reduce these activities, this involvement with things that you do, people that you're involved with, reduce them down to the minimum. And then you can have more time to be in a quiet place like this and calm your mind. See, your mind needs a quiet surrounding, and the time and the effort for you to stop or restrain your mind from getting involved with things. Right now, you are addicted or attached to things such as the sensual things to make you happy. But they can also be harmful to you. They are like drugs, in which once you become hooked to it, you cannot be without it. And when you have it, you're not fully satisfied with it. You will want more, see. So this is what you have to start to put in a reverse path, going on a reverse path. You have to stop seeking or finding happiness from these sensual things. Things that you do, you see, you hear, they can be harmful to you because they will never be satisfactory. No matter how much you have experienced them, you still want more of them. And when you cannot get what you want, then you become frustrated and unhappy. And no matter how much you get, you will still want more. And when you cannot get what you want, you become frustrated and unhappy. So this is the cause of your frustration, your agitation, your restlessness, because you seek the wrong thing for your happiness. The right thing for your happiness is to be alone, to make the mind calm and peaceful. And this, you have to be alone, or be in a quiet environment, like here, and then try to restrain your mind from going after the sensual things that you used to go to with, like, you know, refrain from seeing movies, drinking or whatever, yeah, things that you do through your senses. You want to reduce it down or stop it if you can, and then concentrate your effort in stopping your mind from desiring for these things. Your mind is constantly desiring for these sensual things. You want to see movie, you want to go there, you want to drink or eat or whatever, you know, all the time. And no matter how much you do it, it would never be satisfactory to you. You could not find satisfaction from this thing. You cannot find contentment or peace of mind from this thing. The only way to find peace of mind, contentment or satisfaction is to stop going after this thing. If you can stop your mind will become peaceful and content.
If one has got responsibilities, family responsibilities, children, how can one have a retreat, proper retreat, while still having to do your duties towards your family? Can the two be done together, like you are suggesting? You need to retreat.
Well, when you first start, you might not be able to do it completely, you know. You may have to do it partially on your spare time, like when on your day off, when you're free from your work, your responsibility, then you use that time to be alone rather than going to doing the thing that you used to do, that you normally do on your day off. You would usually go see a movie, go shopping, or you cut those activities down and go find a quiet place to meditate. See, you have to switch your way of finding pleasure. Normally on your day off, you find pleasure by using your senses to find pleasure. So you want to stop those kind of pleasure and look for a different kind of pleasure. The pleasure from meditation. So you have to start from whatever time, the free time you have for yourself, and use that for calming the mind, stopping the mind, so that the mind can become peaceful and content. And once you could do this, then you'll find that you will have more inspiration to find more time to do it. So you will start to cut down on those activities that you feel that you don't really have to do it. Yeah. I think you will find more time as you move along, because then you can cut down on your your path for acquiring things. Because once you have happiness and contentment, you find that you don't need much anymore. You don't need to have so much money. You don't need to have so many things to make you happy, because you find a different way of making yourself happy. Then you will then reduce your acquisition, your desire for money or things. Then you can reduce the amount of work that you do. Everything you can gradually reduce, and then it will allow you to have more time for you to be alone and to practice, to calm your mind. The real happiness, the Buddha said, is a mind that is calm and peaceful. That is real contentment. Once you can calm your mind, make your mind peaceful, you will be happy and content. And you don't need anything. You don't need to see a movie. You don't need to go out to a party. You don't need even to have a wife. by that point. You could leave as a hermit. You can leave as a monk.
Can I be quite pretentious in asking?
No, you can do anything you want. Go ahead.
The reason I came to Thailand actually is to have some peace in my mind. I reached a point where I could not take it anymore. And today, by pure chance, my friend brought me here. Maybe there is a... it's not coincidence. Maybe it is divine, something that brought me here to you.
Yes.
And I wonder if there is a possibility of joining you for a day or two. Is that possible?
Yes, if you can take the conditions that we impose on people who live here. We have no electricity, no running water, and not even a house. It's just, we just have a platform with a roof on, in which you can meditate and sleep. And we have a walking path for you to do your walking meditation in the woods, in the forest, by yourself. If you want, you can wait around about 4:30. We'll have monks coming down to this building behind me, and then you can talk to them and ask them if there's a place available. Maybe not today. Maybe some other day you can talk and find out what it's like, or they can show you what is the place to how it looks like. We have a couple of Westerners staying here right now, one from Spain and one from Romania. They've been here for quite some time now. One almost 2 months. The one from Spain, he came here every year, once, twice a year, and he came for 1 month. Came directly from the airport. He didn't go anywhere. And when he finished, he went back to the airport. He didn't come here for sightseeing or holiday or anything like that. He just wanted to come and be alone and calm his mind. So if you're interested, if you can wait around about 4:30, you can maybe talk to one of them. They'll come out and have their afternoon drinks. I also have some books in English of my teaching that you can read and keep it if you like. Over there on the other building, there's a shelf with these books that you can browse and see and pick up and read them. Okay? Is there anything else you would like to ask? Okay. And if you're back home, you cannot follow me. Right now we have live broadcast through Facebook and YouTube. So you can go into YouTube and listen to my talk in English. It's called Dhamma in English. You can search that on YouTube. On Facebook we have my name, Prasuchat. There's a address on the poster on the corner here. You can take a look and you can follow. Every day we have live broadcast. And sometimes we have people sending in questions. Some foreigners also send in questions, English questions, and we have Thai questions. So I think what you first need to do is to study and find out exactly what you should do, what you have to do, in order to make you have peace and happiness. See, the Buddha discovered that you can be happy without nothing. You don't have to have anything to make yourself happy. All you need to do is to restrain your desires, your cravings. He said, your desire and your cravings is the culprit. Is the one that cost you all the troubles. Because once you have any craving or desire, you cannot be peaceful. You become agitated and restless. and you have to do what you want to do, what you crave for. But once you have done it, it doesn't seem to be satisfactory anyway, because there will be new cravings coming up. So this is not the path for happiness. The path of happiness is to resist your cravings and your desires. And the only way you can resist your cravings and your desires is to meditate, to stop your thoughts, because your thought is the one that creates your desire. You have to first think about going to Thailand. When you think about Thailand, then you say, "Yeah, I want to go to Thailand." Then you have desire coming up. See, if you never think of Thailand, you would never have the desire to come to Thailand, right? So you can control your thoughts. Then you can control your emotion, your cravings, your desire. So this is the goal of Buddhist practice, is to control your thoughts, stop your thoughts. If you should think, you only think in a way that will not create any desire or cravings. Then your mind will always be peaceful. But as soon as you think and you create cravings or desire, then your mind become restless, agitated, nervous, excited. So this is what we try to do up here, try to stop the mind from thinking in such a way that will create cravings and desire.
What would you say the main item to get out of this thinking mind? Because that is what is killing myself.
We call mindfulness. Yes. The thing that can stop the mind from thinking, we call mindfulness. Mindfulness is to be mindful on one object only. Like concentrate your mind on a mantra. Just recite. In Thailand, we use the name of the Buddha. We say Butto, 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 mentally reciting. If you can keep reciting Butto, 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 then you cannot go think about other things. Or you can, if you don't like to use the mantra, you can concentrate on your body movement. Every movement of your body, every action of your body, just focus your attention on the body. From the time you get up to the time you go to sleep, just keep watching your body. What am I doing right now? What is this body doing at this time? I'm eating, just stay with the eating. Walking, just stay with the walking. If you are combing your hair, brushing your teeth, whatever you do, just concentrate on what you do. Don't let your mind go think about other things. See? Then you can stop your mind from thinking. If you have strong concentration, strong mindfulness, then when your mind starts to think, you can stop it right away.
I've been following a course on mindfulness, 8 weeks, but I could not finish it.
Pardon me, not what?
I could not finish it because of...
Yeah, your desire is much stronger than your mindfulness. So it's the tug of war. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But usually when you start, you lose more than you win. So you have to just keep on trying, do more and more. Yeah, you should try to do it even when you are not in the course of practice. Even you should do it on your daily life. You can do it all the time if you just set up your mind to do it. Say, telling yourself from now on, from the time I open up my eyes, I'm going to focus on what my body is doing. See if you can stick to that. Then you can slowly build up your mindfulness. Of course, you will probably forget, you know. You might stay with your body for a few minutes. Then the next thing you know, you start thinking about this and that again. But as soon as you realize it, bring it back again. Keep doing this. It's like a tug of war. Your mindlessness, your mind likes to wander. It likes to go think about this and that all the time, think aimlessly. So As soon as you have mindfulness, you realize, oh, I'm not being mindful. Then you bring it back to your body. You can do this without having to go to a meditation course. You can do it in your daily life. From the time you get up in the morning, when you open up your eyes, ask yourself, where is the body now? In what position is the body in? Okay, it's lying down. Okay, now it's getting up, it's sitting, it's standing, it's walking, it's going to the toilet, you know, it's going to take a shower, it's going to wash, brush its teeth. Now just keep concentrating on the body, watching the body activity. If you can do this, then you will have mindfulness, because you will prevent your mind from thinking about other things. If you think, it means you're not concentrating on your body. But of course you might have to think, but only think on what you really have to think. Like you might have to make some planning. What am I going to do today? You can do that, you know. But as soon as you know, then you stop thinking. Don't think aimlessly or wishfully. I wish things are better. Wish, you know, this person or that person will behave better. Don't think about this thing, it's useless. Because it can only create restlessness and agitation in your mind. Emotion arises from these things. But if you just keep focusing on your body, or if you like, you can sometimes use a mantra, recite a mantra. If you cannot keep your mind with the body, it still wants to think about this and that, maybe you can recite a mantra or chant. If you know some chanting, you can do some chanting. Then you will stop your mind from thinking about this and that. This is something you have to do on a long-term basis, continual basis, before you can really see the result. And you have to be patient, perseverant. You have to push yourself, keep pushing yourself to be mindful. Then one day you'll find that suddenly you can stop your thought, you can stop your cravings. Okay? All right.